The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus came about. When his mother, Mary, was betrothed to Joseph, before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the beautiful feast of St. Joseph. St. Joseph is an unusual saint. One of the things that makes him so unusual, he played such a prominent part in Jesus coming into the world and becoming our Savior. And yet there is no word really spoken by Joseph. There's no word recorded as having been spoken by Joseph. He must have said many things and had many discussions with Mary, but none of that is recorded. So what we know, the little we know about Joseph, he must have been an absolutely wonderful man. And how can we today find Joseph in our own life and the way we live, or was he totally different? And we discovered, no, he wasn't. Like all of us, Joseph at times had many problems. He became an adopted father, not a biological father. Mary was Jesus' biological mother, and Joseph was his adopted father. But as his adopted father, he had many, many problems, as you heard in the Gospel this morning, in the very, very beginning. Joseph was wondering what he should do, knowing that Mary was already pregnant. Yet, we're told in a dream. And so that goes back to Joseph, that dreamer who was sold into slavery and then came back eventually and saved his people from famine. And here comes another Joseph concerned or involved in the birth of Jesus coming into the world. And like us, there were times in Joseph's life when he must have wondered what he had let himself in for. And we're taught the story about having to flee down to Egypt and the worry and the anxiety that must have caused for Joseph. And you don't have to have a great imagination to imagine what it was like for Mary and Joseph when they took Jesus up to the temple. And then on their way back, they found he wasn't among the people on their way home. And they must have gone back in panic, wondering. And then in a I don't know if you would regard it as a rebuke by Jesus to his parents, a typical teenager. Did you not know I must be about my father's business? I wonder how Mary and Joseph felt about that. And then try and imagine in your own mind the conversation they must have had on their way home, or what Joseph would have said to Jesus. So because there is no recorded words of Jesus in the Gospels, you have to use your own imagination. You know, if you could put yourself in Joseph's place, you would probably have been quite annoyed with Jesus. You would have spoken to Mary about it, probably have said, hope he doesn't do anything like that again. And we don't know when Joseph died, but we do know that he was a good man, looked after his family in Nazareth, was a local carpenter, and that's why they refer to Jesus as a carpenter, because that's probably what Jesus did, working with his father in their little business or in their little shop. So Joseph was just like one of us and had to deal with many problems and difficulties. And so what was his outstanding example? His trust in the Lord and his acceptance of that phrase that Jesus used more often in the gospel than anything else, do not be afraid. And that is replaced, fear is replaced by absolute trust in the Lord. And that's what Joseph had, absolute trust in the Lord. So he's a great one, great saint for us to try and imitate and be like him in our own lives. Replace all our worries and all our anxieties with absolute trust in the Lord. Because many people will let us down in life. And you probably have found that, but God never will. So please stand now and we'll...